Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with your girl, Cherise Taylor. I want to talk today about something that I am so passionate about. And for those of you that have tuned into Tailored for Success over the years, you know that customer service is my passion. It is my passion because it really is about people connection and people communication. And that is one of the foundational elements of a thriving business. It's one of the founding elements of sustaining a business. And so we're going to go in and we're going to talk about that four ways to take top-notch care of your customers. What are four ways that you can extend quality care to your customers, the lifeline to your success as a business? So number one, let's get straight into it. You want to be a person that is kind and courteous. Kind and courteous. So you want to extend kindness. We never know when a customer either calls in, types in to a chat or a page online, or they come inside of your business if you're a brick and mortar business. We never know what that person is carrying with them in that moment. And so because of that, it is so important to be kind and to be courteous. How do you do that? First of all, if we're talking about meeting and connecting with the customer via the phone, you want to be sure to pick that phone up quickly as possible. You don't want the customer on the other side of the line to be waiting and the phone to be ringing and ringing and ringing. So as best as possible, always try to pick up that phone within 1 to 2 rings, at most 3, so that that customer understands their call is important. So that's a very important key to your success, is to, as a customer service professional, to make sure that you are kind and courteous. So again, on the phone, making sure that we pick it up quickly as possible, and that we greet the customer with a warm greeting. Hello, you have reached. My name is. How may I help today? Get straight to the nitty-gritty. Now, a lot of times there might be some, depending on the situation, there might be a little bit of banter and things like that. We'll talk about later on about things to say when you have the customer waiting. You know, if you don't have lovely music for them to listen to, we'll talk about in future episodes some of the things that you can do in conversation to fill that time in a positive way. But you want to answer the phone quickly, and you want to have a warm greeting. And it's perfectly okay to ask for that customer's name, because there's no sweeter sound to a customer than their name, okay? It really connects. So, again, you want to be kind and courteous. And, again, this is applicable online as well. A lot of our customer service is now online. You have people responding in chat. You have people responding to reviews. You have people responding to comments on social media. So, again, we want to be quick. We want to have a warm greeting. And we want to exchange names. We want to make a connection. So, number one, be kind and courteous. And that's, again, it's through the phone, it's online, it's in person. Number two, you want to be a competent customer service professional, a competent customer service professional. And so let's talk about that a little bit more in depth. When I talk about being competent, I am talking about knowing your business, knowing your organization, and knowing your product, knowing your services, knowing the chain of command, knowing that with certain situations, they may need to be escalated up to someone above what you can do, what your personal level best. I always say this, always do your personal level best. The customer may need to be passed on, and that's another episode as well. The customer may need to be passed on to someone else because what they need or what they are asking, demanding in some situations, is beyond what you're going to be capable of doing for them. And so that's perfectly fine, but you need to know ahead of time what those types of situations are. It's about really being proactive in the customer exchange. So being competent means that if someone comes into your retail establishment, that you're knowledgeable about what's in stock, what you have, what you're capable of doing. Especially with retail now, sometimes the customers get confused about what's available inside of the store, what's available online, what's an in-store coupon or special, and what's an online special, and so those types of things. So you have to be well-educated sometimes in several different respects of your business. It's the example that I gave. Retail, you need to know what's available in the store. You need to know what the specials are online. Maybe even what some of your other stores or locations have available. But know what options and know what's available. Know the product. Know the service inside and out so that as the customer is inquiring or asking questions or just looking for general counsel about what you have, needing to be educated about the service or product, that you already have the knowledge. And again, utilize your resources. Utilize a catalog. Utilize any resources that you have. There might be catalogs, books, online. Your peers are also resources. Utilize your resources if you know, because no one can know everything, but try to know as much as you possibly can. So you want to be a competent customer service professional. Number three, you want to be a problem solver. You want to be a problem solver. Yes. So conflict resolution, those types of skills are needed by everybody. They're needed by everyone. And sometimes I think about the game show Let's Make a Deal. Sometimes you're trying to get to a good place of compromise with your customers depending on what the presenting problem may be, and that's okay. And understand this. This is one thing that I always like to remind customer service professionals about, is that conflict, those types of situations are actually your opportunities to greatly improve upon your customer service skills. It would be great if everyone online had glowing things, and hopefully for the most part that will be the case. Whether you're an entrepreneur or a career professional, an employee, hopefully that people have glowing things to say about your service, product, your place of business. But sometimes that's not the case, all right? And so we have to be able to step up to the plate, and I say this, everyone needs to be equipped to deal with conflict. I'll repeat that. Everyone needs to be equipped to work with conflict. I've seen situations, heard about situations, been in the midst of situations where a colleague will kind of pass it off, like, oh, this customer is upset. Oh, this customer is difficult. I don't want to deal with it. I'm going to get Sally Sue to do it. She's good at this. and please understand, again, as I said, with number one being kind and courteous, that sometimes you do need to escalate up to a manager or to another specialist on the team. Definitely not saying that that's not something that you can't do, but you do want to be confident and equipped to deal with conflict. You want to be a problem solver. And really, that is how each of us will grow with our customer service. You have to be able to step up to and believe it or not, embrace conflict, because it's going to strengthen your skill set in the long run. But you want to create a win-win, hopefully. Sometimes there has to be a compromise. So that let's make a deal comes into play. So again, that comes into managers, supervisors, and the like, team leaders being able to equip their team members with that. Not everybody walks through the door with conflict resolution skills. And so that's where training comes into play. And then number four, last but certainly not least, as a customer service professional, you want to be encouraging. You want to be encouraging. Charisse, what? Encouraging? What does that mean, to be encouraging? Well, it kind of ties back to number one, being kind and courteous to some degree, but being encouraging, whether it's a conflict or it's a pleasant visit or it's a review online, you know, being encouraging and saying, you know, please come back. Or maybe someone's coming into your establishment and they're not sure if you have what they need, or they're not sure about what they want. Be encouraging, be helpful, and say, hey, let's team up. Let's walk through the store and let's see if we can't find what you need for this fishing trip, or you know, some luggage for travel, or whatever the case may be. But you want to be encouraging to the customer that you have what they need, or that you are eager to help them explore the options at the very least. So you want to be an encouraging individual. So let's go back and let's review here. We're talking again today here on Tailored for Success about the four ways to take top-notch care of your customers. And we all need to do it. We all want to do it. So number one, be kind and courteous. Be kind and courteous. Number two, you want to be competent. You want to be in the know, all right? And that's going to also, your competence is also going to help with your confidence. So don't forget that. So you want to know your stuff. Number three, you want to be a problem solver. Do not shy away from conflict. Conflict helps you grow as a customer service professional. Number four, you want to be encouraging. You want to be encouraging. Encourage the customer. And I think, you know, kind of, again, just tying in with number one, being kind and courteous, thanking the customer for coming in, whether they purchase or not, calling in, stopping by, online, whatever, thank them for the gesture. Thank them for making the effort. So be encouraging. Whatever they're looking for, they're not sure what they're looking for. A lot of times customers in retail establishments will say, I'm just looking. You know, don't give up right there. Dig a little bit. You have to be tactful with that. Engaging after that, but let them know that you're there to help, and that you're confident, again, that there's something there that will meet their need. So be encouraging. My dear friend, you've been tuned into Tailored for Success with Charisse Taylor. I am the founder and director of Tailored for You Enterprises, a service-based business with your success in mind. To learn more, please visit our website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. Until next time, dear friends, remember this, the best is yet to come.